朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们不是一家人，不进一家门。我本来上来就要叫弟兄姊妹问安的，被我儿子抢去了。
We are indeed of the true, of the same household. I was going to come up here and ask everyone to greet one another, but my son Aaron took that from me.
主耶稣复活以后，跟门徒们显现最长的就是愿你们平安。
And as Jesus resurrected, what he said often to his disciples when he appeared to them is, "Peace be unto you."
他赐给我们的平安是这个世界不能给的。
The peace that he gives to us is a peace that this world cannot give.
他给我们的平安也是这个世界不能夺去的。
And it is a peace that this world cannot take away.
我们非常非常欢迎，如果在我们中间有新来的。或是有一些你还没有信耶稣，还是福音朋友的。
We want to welcome all of you who are visiting us for the very first time, particularly those of you who have not yet come to faith in Christ. You're visiting this morning.
对我们基督徒来说，今天是一个非常特别的日子。
For us, we're Christians. Today is a very special day.
因为如果耶稣没有复活的话，我们根本不需要坐在这里。
Because if Jesus is not resurrected, there's no reason for us to sit here this morning.
保罗告诉我们，耶稣如果没有复活，你们所信的都是枉然的，都是白信的。
Paul says if Jesus is not resurrected, then what you believed in, you're believing in vain.
所以我们今天很高兴有这样子的机会能够跟大家分享我们所认识的耶稣。
So we're very excited that today we have an opportunity to share with you this Jesus that we know.
不管我们今天在座有多少人，不管在线上有多少人在听这个信息。
It doesn't matter how many people are sitting here, how many are watching online today.
我相信我们每一个人都不一样。
I know every single one of us were different from one another.
但是有两件事情我们一定一样。
But there are two things that we are exactly the same.
第一个，我们被生出来了，对不对？
Number one, we were all born, right?
不然你不会坐在这。
Or else you wouldn't be sitting here.
第二个，有一天我们都要结束，我们要离开这个地上。
Secondly, we're going to come to the end of this life. We're going to leave the depart this earth.
这两个是我们共同有的经历。
These are two experiences that all of us would have in common.
生早就生了。
Yes, we are all born.
但是我们前面有一个经历，有一个关卡要过，就是我们有一天要结束这个地上的生活。
But there's an experience. There's something that we're all going to pass through is death.
我相信你们都很聪明，在地上有各式各样的计划。
And I know every one of you, you are very intelligent. You all have a plan.
你会给孩子预备教育基金。
You prepared educational funds.
你会为自己预备退休基金。
You even prepared retirement funds.
你会给自己买保险。
You purchased an insurance for yourself.
你会在家里面装 alarm.
You put an alarm in your house.
我们会做各样的事情来保护我们，或是让我们过得更好。
You do all sorts of things to protect yourself, protect your family, and you will live a better life.
但是当我们在准备这么多事情的时候，有一件事情我不晓得大家准备好了没有。
When we're preparing for all of these things, I wonder if we're all prepared for this one thing.
就是我们永恒的归宿到底预备好了没有。
It is our eternal destiny. Where are we going to go?
这是我们人生中人人必须面对的关卡。
And this is something that every single person will face.
所以我希望借着今天短短的时间跟你们分享一下，至少我们基督徒怎么看这件事啊。
From a short time that we have this morning, I want to share with all of you how does Christian view this particular topic.
当我把今天的主题送给教会去做这个 PowerPoint 之后。
When I send this particular theme to the church office to make the PowerPoint,
我突然想到我出这个题目可能会有些人很生气哈，走出自己的坟墓。
And I realize maybe some when they see this particular theme or this topic, they may feel offended.
你们会不会觉得好像在骂人一样？你觉得我是个死人吗？
Seemingly that I'm scolding you or I'm offending you, calling you someone that is dead.
我知道很多人不喜欢听到死这个字哈。
And I know a lot of people do not like the word death.
以前我们认识一个人，他要坐飞机前，你绝对不能发任何的音跟死相近的。
And I know a person who dread hearing any sound that is similar to the word death while he's on the plane.
连四都不准你讲的。
For Chinese, the number four sounds like the word death.
我都还记得他，我还记得他的表情。他只要听到任何跟死有关，他马上呸呸呸。
And I remember his expression. Every time he hears anything that has the sound of death, he goes, "Pe pe pe."
他想把这个煤气吐掉。
As if he wants to spit out this curse.
啊，所以在中国，在台湾有些旅馆没有四楼。
And so a lot of hotels in Taiwan, there is no, they don't have the fourth floor.
你们在美国是没有几楼，知道吗
？Do you know which floor we do not have in our hotels?
Kevin.13th floor.
We don't have the 13th floor.
啊，真的很多旅馆没有十三楼，因为大家都怕厄运。
And a lot of people are superstitious and they're worried about these numbers.
但是当我们在这里讲走出你自己的坟墓
，When we talk about walk out of your own grave,
我就是希望大家能够去正视这个死亡的问题。
And I want everybody to come full frontal and encounter this question.
当然我说的死决定不是只是肉身上的死。
And of course, this death that I'm talking about is not just the physical death.
其实我们中国人已经有很多的形容词跟这个死是发生关系的。
There's a lot of Chinese saying that is related to this encountering of death.
你看哀大莫于心死对不对
A sorrow greater than the pains of death.
痛苦到一个地步哀大莫于心死最大的哀就是心死掉了。
And the greatest pain, the greatest sorrow is that your heart has actually come to the place of death.
中国的成语还有出死入生，圣经也有哈。
And also from death to life, it is also apparent those words.
表示你现在所在的地是死的境界，但是你要出死入生。
And it speaks of the fact that you're in the place, in the realm of death, you need to get out of death and enter into life.
还有一个让我们很能同情的一个叫做生不如死。
And another phrase, that it's better for me to be dead than alive.
就不要问你们谁有过生不如死的经历了。
So I'm not going to ask this morning how many of you have gone through that and felt that.
可能我们有些人，甚至很多人都经历过生不如死。
And perhaps many of us have gone through some points in our life where we felt like it's better for me to be dead than alive.
所以今天我们讲走出自己的坟墓，不光也是要解决我们永恒的问题，脱离死亡的威胁。
So when we talk aboutwalking out of your own grave, we're not just simply talking about that final day of death and coming out of the hole that death has over humanity.
让我们再也不怕死亡。
But we'll no longer be afraid of death.
另外一方面也是帮助我们怎么样子，当你落到一个极深的痛苦，或是一个彻底的绝望的时候，我们能够走得出这种境界。
And another aspect is that when you fall into great despair, a place of hopelessness, how can you walk out of that state?
因为肉身的死亡是常常给人带来了极大的痛苦，也给还活着的人带来了极深的绝望。
And we know physical death, it brings about great pain for those who are still alive. And for those of us who are still alive, oftentimes we feel hopelessness.
我曾经跟你们分享过，我高中的时候，我在台湾读台南一中，算是重点高中。
And I shared the story with all of you before. I went to a high school that was pretty renowned in Taiwan.
我们班上有一个同学，他是从阿里山来的。
I have a classmate, he came from the mountains.
在他那个山里面的 village 里面，他是唯一一个或者说第一个上大学
that,
能够考上国立大学的
in that rural village, he was the only one of his village that was able to get into college.
所以当放榜的时候，他们整个部落都在 celebrate, 都在庆祝我们有这样子的一个人上了台湾的这个国立大学。
So when they announced who went to what college, the entire village was celebrating for him because he got into college.
结果他在暑假跟同学跑出去玩，就在台南的一个水库上面写不可以游泳，他下去游泳，结果淹死了。
And then in the summertime, he went to play in the rivers, and then not knowing that there was a sign that says here is a dam, the water may be released, don't play here, but he drowned.
我现在闭起眼睛都还。可以想起我同学的那个样子，那我们都很舍不得他。
And when I close my eyes, I can see his face very vividly. We all missed him.
但是让我最难过的是，听到他爸爸从山上赶下来，赶到警察局去接受他尸体的时候。
But what broke my heart was that when his father came from the mountaintop, he came down from the village to go and acquire his son's body.
他爸爸跪在地上，把那个盖住他的草席拉开来的时候，看到这个曾经叫他这么骄傲、这样子喜乐的一个孩子，现在死掉了。
And he was on the ground, pulling over the sheets, and seeing his son, whom he loved, whom he was so proud of. Now he's lying there dead.
我的同学告诉我，那个爸爸满脸眼泪，就打了他一巴掌，说：“你这个不孝的儿子。
”And his father was weeping. He slapped his son in the face. Oh, you did not.You did not honor your father.
因为他把他父亲的喜乐、荣耀、 盼望全部夺去了。
Because all the joy, all the hope, all the pride that his father possessed was lying there dead.
如果断手断脚都还有盼望，死了是没有盼望的。
If you lost a limb, that's fine. You still have hope. But when you're dead, you're lying there dead. There is no more hope.
所以很多的时候，我们掉到了一种 hopeless 的光景里面。
So oftentimes in life, we fall into the state of hopelessness.
可能痛苦太深，受的伤害太大。或是问题太大，甚至我们犯的罪太大。
Perhaps there's too much pain, or I've committed too great of a sin, and I'm in such a place that I think that it's beyond me.
所以我们今天在这里讲怎么样子走出自己的坟墓来。
So today the message is how do you walk out of your own grave?
今天耶稣在地上的时候，他说我来是要叫人得生命。而且得到更丰盛的生命。
And when Jesus was walking on this earth, he says, I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly.
为什么复活节对基督徒这么重要？
Why isn't the Resurrection Sunday so important for Christians?
我们才不是在庆祝一个宗教的节日。
We are not celebrating a religious holiday.
我们在 celebrate 我们所信的主是宇宙真正的救主，他从死里复活。
We are celebrating the author of the universe. He rose from the dead.
他不仅仅自己胜过了死亡。
Not only did he overcome death.
圣经上告诉我们，他败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
But the scripture tells us that he has abolished or destroyed the devil who holds the power of death.
而且他要释放那些一生因为怕死。
And he will release all those who are enslaved because the fear of death.
如果连死亡他都可以释放我们，今天你我没有一个痛苦他不能释放我们。
If he can set us free from that death, he can set us free from all trials and all pains.
他如果能够叫一个死掉的人从坟墓里面出来
，If he can summon a person who's been dead in the tomb to rise and come out,
他决定可以叫你我从你的忧伤谷、沮丧谷、痛，不管什么谷，流泪谷，也把你招出来的。
He is going to be able to call you out of the valley of despair, the valley of hopelessness.
所以希望我们今天这个聚会完，我们每一个人都一起来 celebrate， 来感谢他复活所带给我们的恩。
And I pray that after this service today, all of us would be able to celebrate the blessings that we have in His resurrection.
那今天在我的纲要第一个点上讲未知死焉知生。
The very first topic or the first line of the outline is how would you ever know life if you did not know death?
那可能有人又要骂了，就这个余弟兄，你这个中文怎么这么烂？应该反过来。
Say that Pastor Yu, your Chinese is really, really bad. That's not the way it was.
因为孔老夫子是说未知生焉知死。
Confucius says that unless you know life, there's no way for you to understand death.
孔子有一个学生去请教他，敢问死，就是问他关于死的这件事情。
So one of his students came to him and asked him about death.
所以孔老夫子回答他说，未知生焉知死。
So Confucius says, unless you understand life, there's no way for you to understand death.
他的意思就是说，你如果都不懂得怎么样子过好你的今生，你去谈什么死亡的事情。
And another way he's saying to his student, if you don't know how to live your life well right now,Why do you even want to consider talking about death?
所以孔老夫子他的用意是希望人要好好的过好你的今生。
So the mind of Confucius is that he desires every person would live their lives well.
先把你的今生过好，再来谈死亡的事情。
Live this life well, then let's talk about death.
但是我不晓得这个答案能不能满足他的学生。
And I don't know if this particular response could satisfy the question that was asked.
但是至少有一件事情孔老夫子忽略了。
But there's one thing that Confucius missed.
就是我们其实也都想好好过好今生。
It is that every single person desires to live their lives well.
但是很多时候我们就是过不好今生。
But the problem is I cannot live this life well.
我们生活里面满了压力，满了苦难，满了伤害，甚至我们个人里面有满了各式各样败坏的罪性，是我胜不过，连我自己都讨厌的。
My life is full of pain, full of harm, full of pressure. I even do not like the me that is within me, the sinful me that is within me.
你要我过好今生再来谈死亡，问题是我不知道怎么过好，我努力了也过不好。
You want me to live this life well, then consider death. But the problem is, I don't know how to live it well. No matter how hard I try, I cannot live this life well.
所以孔老夫子是由人生的经历，从哲学的角度来回答这个问题。
So Confucius, from his personal experiences, from a very philosophical perspective, to answer this question that was asked.
但是我讲未知死焉知生，是从我们基督徒的角度，从圣经所给我们的真理来回答这个问题。
But the phrase says, "How would you know life if you do not know death?" It comes from a perspective of biblical truth.
换句话说，如果你不知道死亡的问题，你没有正确的认识死亡的问题，我们不太容易好好过好今生的。
In another way, the point is this: that if you do not really understand the issue of death, you do not truly comprehend what death is all about, then there's no way for you to live your life well.
如果我们没有先把身体死亡跟我灵魂死亡的问题，那正确的解决它，我的今生是不可能过得好的。
If you do not accurately resolve the issue of this physical death and my spiritual death, then there's no way for me to really comprehend and live this life well.
所以你就知道，撒旦或是这个世界的王，他想尽办法叫你我忙于今生所扮演的角色。
So the enemy, Satan, he does all that he can to keep us busy to the roles that you possess in this life.
忙不忙你们
？I want to ask everyone, are you busy?
忙到都没有空回答我。
You're so busy to the point you don't know how to respond to my question.
你忙不忙
？Are you busy?
忙死了。
I'm so busy.
对不对？单身的时候忙，以为结婚就好了。
A lot of times we're single, we're busy. We say once I'm married, everything will be fine.
不知道谁给你这个错误的观念。
I don't know who planted that erroneous thought in your head.
从前一个人忙，现在要忙两个。
In the past, I was only busy for myself. Now I'm busy for two people.
更不要说小萝卜头出来了。
And then they say that all of these little carrots, they start popping out of the ground.
我们一辈子都在忙。
And we're worrying all the days of our lives.
仇敌让我们忙于我们现在所扮演的角色。
And so the enemy does whatever he can to keep us busy about the roles that we possess.
当学生忙，当 IT engineer 忙，当马龙忙，当爸爸忙，当妈妈忙，当祖父忙，我现在也忙。
You're busy as a single. You're busy when you're married. You're busy when you're a student. You're busy. You're busy when you're grandparents. You're still busy.
于师母说他退休了。白退休的更忙。
Pastor Nancy says, "I'm retired." She, I don't know if she really retired.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌让我们忙于现在。
The enemy allows us to be busy now.
或是让我们的心活在当下。
That our hearts only lives in the present.
什么东西能够让我满足，能够让我快乐，让我能够享受，我就去追求它。
Whatever will satisfy my desire, my needs right now, that is what I'm going to go after now.
这是典型的后现代文化。的思想方式跟生活方式。
This is the postmodern mindset of the world that we live in today.
所以我们根本没有空去想。
So we don't have the chance or even the time to think.
而且也不想去想。
And perhaps we don't want to think about it.
因为没有答案。
Because there's no answer.
所以耶稣来其实很重要的一件事情就是解决我们生命的问题。
So when Jesus came, the one issue that he's trying to resolve is the issue pertaining to our life.
那么你问我说，那么圣经上怎么讲死亡呢？你说未知死焉知生，好，那么圣经上告诉我们死亡怎么回事？
So what is Jesus? What does the scripture talk about? How does he talk about death?
我没有资格告诉你死亡，因为我不是哲学家。
And I have the authority to tell you about death because I'm no good in philosophy.
我告诉你的是耶稣说的，我告诉你的是圣经说的，我告诉你的是这么多成千上万的基督徒经历过的。
What I'm telling you today is what the scripture says. What I'm telling you today is what Jesus said. What I'm telling you today is what millions and millions of Christians would testify today.
在我们回答这个死亡之前，我们先读一段经文。
Before we come and talk about the issue of death, let's read this portion of scripture together.
他说我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮可以到八十岁，但是勤州所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
The scripture says the days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away.
这个人是以色列的民族英雄摩西写的。
And this is the hero of the people of Israel, Moses. He wrote these words.
你是追求更深的学问吗？圣经上告诉我们，摩西从小在埃及的王宫长大，学会了埃及一切的学问。
Are you seeking a higher education? The scripture tells us that Moses grew up in Egypt. He has learned everything that Egypt can afford to offer.
他在王宫长大，享受了埃及一切的荣华富贵。
He grew up in a palace. He enjoyed all the plenties and the riches of Egypt.
你羡慕韩剧里面的明星吗？摩西长得高大俊美。
Do you admire to be that hero, the handsome hero? He is tall and he is good looking.
你希望牺牲自己为别人成就一番大事吗？摩西成为带百姓出埃及进迦南的民族英雄。
Are you desiring to be a hero that would lead a people into safety? Well, Moses was that person.
但是他在这里告诉我们。
But here he wrote and he penned these words.
第一个，人生是短暂的。
Number one, life is short.
最多70年，强壮的80年。
You lived about 70 years. If you're strong, maybe 80.
我都很惊讶，这个3400年前的摩西怎么知道人是70岁、80岁
？And Moses, who lived almost 3,000 years ago, how would he know that this would be the span of one's life?
我考考你哈，美国人平均岁数多大
？I want to ask everybody, what do you think is the average lifespan in America today?
2020年的 data 是77.28。
2022, the average age is 77.8 years old.
比70岁多了一点哈，因为科技医药都进步了哈。
And a little better than 70 years because we have modern medicine, we have our abilities.
但是也没有多多少。
But it didn't increase by a whole lot.
咱们中国人一天到晚说祝你长命百岁，那你中国人平均年龄是多少
？And the Chinese, we greet one another and we say, "May you live long and prosper."
你觉得比美国高还是比美国低
？Do you think the average age span is higher than America or lower？
啊，高啊
！Some say higher, some say lower.
高0.8。
It's a little higher by 0.8 years higher.
所以78.08。
So 78.8.
所以也没有办法得意多久，也是得两腿一伸啊。
So you don't have that much more longer to live than here in America. You still have to stretch your leg and go.
所以摩西不光告诉我们人生是有限的。
And so Moses tells us your lifespan they're very limited.
原谅我说哈。
Forgive me for saying this.
就算你当了万岁爷，活到10,000岁。跟永生无限大除一下的话，还是零。
Even if you live to 10,000 years, and in comparison to eternity, that's still nothing.
所以有的人只活30-40岁很遗憾。我跟你说，也不用遗憾，因为100岁的跟你相比，如果没有永生的话，都是 nothing.
And so those who live to 30-40 years, we say what a tragedy. But I will tell you this: those who live 30 and 40, compared to those who live to about 100, in comparison to eternity, if they do not have eternal life,
然后摩西接着说，整个一生回顾一生，值得夸口的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空。
When I look back to my life, all the things that I can boast about are only labor and sorrow.
整个人生充满了许多劳苦愁烦。
And my life is full of labor, full of sorrow.
我到英国出差的时候
，When I went to England on a business trip，
我周末参加了一天的旅游哈那种。
That I had a day to a tour the area。
我的导游不是我的导演，我的导游是一个白发苍苍准备退休的导游，非常有经验。
My tour guide, he is advanced in age, he's got great hair and tons of experience.
一路上讲英国的幽默，但是他又对英国历史非常清楚，所以非常过瘾的一次旅游。
And he started talking about it was very humorous, and he knows the history of England very well, so it was such a great tour.
下班时间看到那么多人排长龙在那里等上巴士。
And then at the time where everybody got off work, the line was really, really long getting onto the bus.
他就跟我们讲，他说英国人骄傲说伦敦是人间天堂。
And the English are very proud. They said that England is the heaven on earth.
你看看有哪一个面孔是笑的
？And look at every single one of their faces. Which one of them are smiling?
每一个都愁眉苦脸的。
Every one of them looks sorrowful.
硅谷，多少人想来
？How many people wanted to come to this place?
你也出去看看，有多少人脸上带着笑容
？Go walk around and look. See how many people have smiling faces.
就连你们听我讲这么好的道都那么严肃。
Even when you are listening to this wonderful message, you guys all still look so serious.
人家说一个小孩子一天平均笑400次。
And so the little child on average per day, they smile and laugh about 400 times.
到你这种年纪，一天平均笑几次，你知道吗
？When it comes to your age, you know how often what's the average times that we smile a day?
15 times. 你刚才已经用了3次了。
You only used 3 times.
没有太多事情让我们可以笑了。
There aren't too many things in this life that causes me to laugh anymore.
所以我借了我上次我哥哥传福音用的两个图，下面两个图。
And I use these two particular pictures that was illustrated by my brother when he was sharing.
你看在海边堆这个 sand castle， 堆多漂亮。
And you see these wonderful sand castles that have been built on the beach.
需要多少的技巧，然后那种成就感。
The skills that's been put in and the sense of accomplishment when it's all done.
但是风来了，海来了，涨潮了，它就不见了。
When the wind comes, when the wave comes, and we all know it's going to disappear.
下一个一样哈，冰雕也是一样。
And look at these great, wonderful ice sculptures.
啊，弄冰雕出来的。
And these are all carved out of ice.
太阳出来了就化掉了。
And when the sun comes out, it's gone.
不管你在地上有多少值得骄傲的成就。
It doesn't matter how many things that you are boastful of.
不管你有多少的 talents.
It doesn't matter how much of talents you possess.
有一天这一切转眼成空。
One day, all of these things will come and become empty.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们对死需要认识的第一件事情。
Let's just say this is the very first thing that we need to come to understand about death.
我进出医院这么多次。
I personally have entered into the hospital.
很多人白天还在跟我讲话，还在分他的鸡腿给我吃。
I have people who were on the bed next to me. They were sharing their meal with me.
半夜我就听到吵杂声音，看他被人家白布套上去推出去了。
In the midnight, I will be awakened by noise.And I see the cloth covering over his head, and he was ushered out.
我在 Silicon Valley 40年，我认识的朋友、同事、弟兄姊妹，三四十岁走掉的好几十个。
And here in the Silicon Valley, I lived for about 40 years, and I've come to know so many of my close friends who pass in their 30s and 40s.
所以我们接下来真正看圣经到底怎么讲死。
I want to continue to come and take the next step and look at how scriptures.
我先把我列的经文一起读完，一起讲哈。按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。行善的复活得生，作恶的复活定罪。你先读这一段。
Can we go back, please? And as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that, the judgment, and come forth there who have done good and to the resurrection, of life, and those who have done evil to the, resurrection of condemnation.
下一句话是罪的工价乃是死，然后接下来罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到了众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
For the wages of sin is death, therefore justice through one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all man.
我想人人第一句话，人人都有一死，没有人会否认的，对不对？
I don't think anybody would argue to the phrase that everyone dies once.
虽然每一个人对死亡的看法不一样。
And perhaps everybody look at death a little differently.
但是我们都承认人人都有一死。
But we all acknowledge that everyone dies. Everyone dies.
底下有一个图是我跟于师母有一次到德国去宣教的时候。
And Pastor Nancy and I, we once went to Germany to go on a mission trip.
有一个德国人。但是他却是华语的博士，学中文博士。
There was a German who was very fluent in Chinese.
他们夫妻带我们去参观这个路德，定那个95条这个教条的这个 Wittenberg 去参观。
They took us to Wittenberg, where Martin Luther was, and to visit the site.
这是路德曾经在这里当老师的一个学校。
And he was once a teacher there at the school.
他那里在那个新的 building 中间保留了一个老的一个一个 gate, 一个 side gate.
In all the new construction, there was one particular structure or a side gate that remained.
我画了一个箭头，然后你看下一张图。
I put the arrow at this illustration.
上面写的一句话是拉丁文啊。
The Latin was spoken of on top of it was carved on this structure.
我昨天特别用 Google Translate 把它翻译出来，它是拉丁文。
And I used Google Translation to translate this Latin.
它上面画了一个 baby， 然后抱着一个死人骨头。
And this little baby is.Cuddling a skull.
那个博士是告诉我，他说他们是在这里提醒说，人一出生就迈向死亡。
And what it is illustrating and telling all man is that the moment you are born, you are walking towards death.
人出生就注定有一天要死亡。
And you are born, and your destiny one day is that you will die.
这就是我刚才说的，我们共同有的两个经历，一个是出生，一个是死亡。
And this is what I talked about at the very beginning that we all have the same things in common. We are born and we are born. born to die.
我一直不知道那句话是什么意思。昨天晚上翻译出来，我觉得很有意思。他说英文是 My turn today, yours tomorrow.
And I never knew what it was saying until I translated last night. It says My turn today, yours tomorrow.
这是死人骨头说的哈。
And again.This is what's been spoken of in the
那个 skeleton 说的，他今天是我，明天该你了。
And the skeleton is saying this. Today is me, tomorrow is yours.
早晚我们都要来到这一关，对不对
？And sooner or later, we'll all come to this place of death.
那去年11月15号，全世界的人口到达了80亿。
November 15 of last year, the world population reached 8 billion.
但是每一天平均。大概有16万到20万的人死掉，每一天呢。
On average, there's about 160,000 to 200,000 people that will die.
再讲近一点，每一个小时，就包括你就坐在这里听一个小时的道，有将近7000个人死掉了。
And every hour, about 7,000 people have died.
好，那人不光有死，这是我们都知道的。
And we all know now that everyone died.
但是今天讲未知死。就是有一个东西是我们常常忽略的。
But when we say unless you know death, the one thing that we often neglect
就是死后且有审判。
Is that there is a judgment after death?
不是一死就白了。
It is not that once you're dead, it's done.
跟神还没完没了。
You haven't finished. You're not done yet with God.
因为死后必有审判。
Because after death there is a judgment to come.
他并没有像丘吉尔讲的那么潇洒，酒店打烊了，拍拍屁股走吧。
Some people would say, "Oh, life is like the closing of a bar. When I'm done, I just leave."
有没有像尼采那么豪放的说，神死了，到最后他死亡前吓得要死
？And some would say that God is dead, but right at the point of his death, he was terrified.
因为他面对一个不知的未来。
Because he came to the door of an unknown.
所以人不是一死白了，人死后且有审判。
So man is not done when he's dead, but after death judgment is to come.
那在这里，圣经又告诉我们说，死是因为罪而来的。
And the scripture tells us that death came because of sin.
人如果没有犯罪，就不会死的。
Man, if they never sinned, then they would not die.
人之所以会死，因为世人都犯了罪。
Man dies because all have sinned.
我知道很多福音朋友不喜欢来教会，就是因为来到教会，你们总说我是罪人。
And I know a lot of gospel friends do not like to come to church because oftentimes when we come, we all say that we're sinners.
我虽然小过不断，但是大罪不犯的。
I may have some faults in my life, but I don't commit any major crime or sin.
奸淫我没奸淫，偷盗我没偷盗，杀人没杀人，你可以讲述你没犯大罪。
I was never a thief.I never committed any fornication. I never murdered anyone.
香港有一个黑社会头子，别人跟他传福音的时候，他还义正言辞说：“我这一辈子凭良心行事的。”
And there was a gang leader in Hong Kong, and when someone shared the gospel to him, he said, "I've lived my entire life according to my conscience."
跟他传福音的好朋友愣住了，他说：“我举三个例子。”
His friend was stunned. He said, "Well, let me give you three examples."
第一个。我卖的所有的药，我都不掺粉的。
And he says every drug that I've ever sold, they are never diluted.
第二个，我所有开的妓女院的妓女，没有一个是我把她绑架来的，是她甘心来的。
He says all the prostitutes in my brothel, they were never forced. They came by themselves.
我还为他们买医疗保险。
And I even purchased a healthcare for them.
第三个
，Thirdly,
我的手下如果因公殉职的话。我养他家一辈子的。
If my those who are under me, if they die for the cause for me, then I will take care of their family for the rest of their lives.
那如果我们在黑社会里混的话，很可能希望有这样子的老板，对不对
？If you are also in the underground world, you probably want a boss just like that.
但是关键是在于他说我一辈子凭良心行事。
But the problem is, he says my entire life I live according to my conscience.
如果连你们听的都会笑，那你觉得神会怎么看这件事情
？If you listen to what he has said and you're laughing, how do you think God would look at it?
朋友。你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音施工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。